It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Krimer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A very good morning to you, Martin.
And to you, Kalani.
Yet another South African company, Martin, is using deadly gases to produce electricity at prices well below Eskom tariffs.
Yeah, this time it's Sibanye Gold and it's at Beatrix Mine in the Free State where they've had a problem with methane. You know, between the years 1983 and 2001, that gas killed 40 miners. So it's a deadly gas and they've decided to turn it to positive account. They began by flaring it, for which they earned credits in the clean development mechanism system where you can sell this sort of cleaning up. But now they're going one step further and they're actually producing electricity from this, and they'll be doing that from the end of the month. It will help them in their work as a gold miner down in the Free State. First producing about 2 megawatts of electricity and then getting more gas, more of this deadly methane gas, and producing another 2 megawatts, which represents about 5%. But the interesting thing is, again, they are producing this at lower cost than the Eskom tariff. So they're buying electricity at about 57 cents a kilowatt hour from Eskom. They need 82 megawatts from Eskom, but they will be producing at a third lower than that, at about 37 cents per kilowatt hour. So it's a similar story that we saw out in Meyerton, where BHP Billiton, the world's biggest gold company, in beneficiating manganese, decided to produce more of its own energy, 20% self-sufficient out at Metalloys in Meyerton, and they do it at the amazingly low cost of 1 cent a kilowatt hour, and they are using carbon monoxide.
1 cent per kilowatt hour?
1 cent per kilowatt hour.
Oh, Martin, no, we can only dream of that. We'll never, never get there. Anyway, South Africa's first fly farm, Martin, is being developed in Cape Town.
Crazy, eh? We normally shoo all the flies away. This guy's saying, flies, come this way. And that's the British entrepreneur Jason Drew. And he's got this new company, AgriProtein. And with Stellenbosch University, he's been researching the protein that you can get out of flies. And the idea came to him when he was in an abattoir and he saw a pool of blood in the abattoir and all these flies feeding on the blood. And he said, well, look, why don't we get this abattoir waste and attract the flies so that we can get the protein? Of course, against the background of when you go fly fishing, you know, people who go fly fishing, they put a fly on the hook and they catch the fish. The fish like flies.
Yeah.
So that's the thinking behind it. And fish meal is getting so expensive, and that is using fish to feed fish. So it's not such a good idea in this world at the moment. So they're saying, look, we can create protein at a far lower cost, far more efficiently, and we can feed this to the fish and the chickens. I mean, we know the chickens also scratch in the sand and they eat the worms, so they're looking for that sort of protein. So what they do is they attract the flies through nutrient recycling. They get all the waste material, particularly from abattoirs, and then they keep flies for obviously rehatching of eggs, but most of the others go into larvae, which is then produced into a protein meal, which is sold into the market. They're doing it on a very small trial scale at the moment, but they now are designing a much bigger plant in which they'll invest about 57 million rand.
Fascinating stuff. Finally, Martin, a London-listed diamond miner is developing a diamond beneficiation factory in neighbouring Lesotho.
Yeah, Lesotho, you know, we talk this word beneficiation and it's on the lips of many people in government in South Africa who want to promote it, but of course it can only be done if there's a business case. And we see now with Gem Diamonds, the London-listed Gem Diamonds, they mine the highest diamond mining in the world. It's high in the Maluti Mountains in Lesotho. And they always say, look, it's the highest diamond mine and we also get the highest prices because they get fantastic diamonds there. At one stage, it used to belong to De Beers. It now owns 70%. This Letseng mine is 70% owned by the London-listed Gem Diamonds and 30% by the government of Lesotho. And the feeling has been for a long time that they should do more in Lesotho, because you know the value of these diamonds is so high that if they beneficiate more, the government of Lesotho is also going to benefit as a 30% shareholder. So they're setting up a manufacturing plant, and it's obviously a challenge. I mean, we've seen a few casualties in South Africa try to do that, but I think with the source of diamonds coming through in quite large quantities and high value diamonds, they should stand a very good chance. They're going ahead with it. That is Gem Diamonds, the London listed company headed by Clifford Alphick, who also was an South African employed in Anglo American Group.
Fabulous. Fantastic. Martin, thank you very much for coming through. Martin?
It's a great pleasure, Golani.
Martin Creamer is the publishing editor of Mining Weekly and Engineering News. He'll be back at the same time on the call first here on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader. Thanks indeed, Martin.